Governor Mike Braun says he's open to a discussion about the future of capital punishment in Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the cost of purchasing the drug used for lethal injection is a big part of what's prompting the conversation.
Indiana used the last of its stock of a lethal injection drug last month to execute Benjamin Ritchie, and Braun says he's not currently planning to purchase more.
Something that costs, I think, $300,000 a pop, that has a 90-day shelf life, I'm not going to be for putting it on the shelf and then letting them expire.
Braun noted that South Carolina expanded its death penalty methods to include firing squad and electrocution.
And the whole question of capital punishment, I think there's going to be a lot of discussion on it. There are legislators that wonder if it's still relevant. I'm going to listen to them, the courts, and the broader discussion in general.
There are six men currently on death row in Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.